This is Mandy.
And this is Leanne.
And you're listening to Two Blonde Sleuths. All right. Today is going to be, I'm going to tell Leanne, Mystery Monday story. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It's number 4 of the Mystery Mondays. I'm going to tell you, Leanne, about the missing in national parks.
Okay.
I don't know if you know about any of these stories.
Like missing people.
Missing people, yes. Okay. And there is so many and so many different national parks in the U.S., but I'm just going to tell you about a few.
Okay.
Because those are the ones that just stood out to me when I watched this documentary that I'm going to tell you about who it is and the name of it. Okay?
Okay.
It's actually a true crime case and a mystery case, but it could be either. But we're just going to do this as a Mystery Monday. Okay. I found this documentary on Amazon Prime. It's by a guy named David Paldi. He's a former detective, and he is now, I guess, an investigator, researcher. And he's researched over 1,000 missing person cases in these national parks, in these areas. Yeah, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
Yeah, he started writing books about them, and now he's made several documentaries. It's called Missing 411. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
I've seen it come across the thing.
On Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
It was very interesting.
It was on Discovery.
Discovery Plus. I actually think it's on a few streaming platforms. You need to check it out if you haven't, because it's really good. And he actually has one about the missing, and they're mainly hunters, like elk hunters and hikers. And then he has one that's like a UFO one. He's laughing about that. But people that, I guess, said they were abducted from national parks, or they had, you know, just had sightings.
Oh, it'd be a good place, I guess.
Definitely.
For aliens too, like a hunting ground for aliens.
Yeah. But this is not about that. Okay. This episode.
We don't think.
Yeah, exactly. But it isn't, that's not the one that I watched and, you know, was interested in. Of course, I'm interested, but I wasn't. Those cases are not the ones we're going to focus on this episode. Yeah, so these people, they just vanish into thin air. And if a person is found deceased, the cause of death is a mystery.
Okay.
Like, they can't quite figure it out. And that's one I'm going to talk about. There's also, so there's been, like I said, hunters and hikers, but there's also some strange cases where children disappear as well. I actually think he did another documentary about children missing in these national parks. Most of them are all in the same area. There'll be like a big group in this one national park, and then across the United States, another national park. But you got to think about it. It is a very like rural, desolate area. So the first thing I want to tell you about is a man who was out hunting with his son and 5 other guys, and he disappears without a trace. 82-year-old Thomas Messick from upstate New York. That's where this happened. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you know if there's national parks in upstate New York, but there is. These men, they are very seasoned, experienced hunters. A little bit of background about Tom. Tom was married to his wife for 56 years. They had 3 sons together. His wife said, of course, he was a great father, like all missing people. I mean, husband and father. She said when the boys were growing up, they took the boys camping and hunting, and that was like their vacation. They just really did a lot outside and were very into all that kind of stuff.
Outdoorsy.
Outdoorsy,
very outdoorsy.
And Tom even taught a hunting safety class. He was just an expert in the woods. Even though he was 82 at the time he goes missing, his mind was all there.
Yeah.
He wore a hearing aid, and he actually was blind in one eye. He had had an accident with some gunpowder, something happened. And so when he taught these like hunting safety classes, he would say, this is what could happen to you. You could lose an eye like me. And so he did have that problem and that vision problem in one eye. And then, like I said, he wore the hearing aid. But on November 15th, the group is hunting in where they had a camp near Brent Lake, New York. Okay, so that's where they had a hunting camp. And it was this group of men along with his son. They decided to try a spot that they had not hunted before called Lily Pond. So it's interesting that they had never been there before. Mm-hmm. They definitely hunted all the time for years and years at their camp. It was a little like cabin house or whatever. So this day they parked at the lake, and the older men, which were all in their 70s and 80s, they were going to be watchers. That's what they call that. And then the younger guys would go out a little bit further, and they said, if we see anything, we'll push them towards your way. If we see any deer, they were deer hunting. The older men, they go only about 30 to 40 yards into the woods.
Yes. Yeah.
And the younger guys, they're even further away.
Okay.
So like I said, push the deer in. So that day, Tom was actually the furthest of the older men from the lake. Like, He was the furthest away.
Okay.
Out of the four men that were 30 to 40 yards mm-hmm. into the woods. Okay. He had with him a walkie-talkie, a rifle, and a snack that day. Tom was wearing coveralls. He had a camouflage jacket and a red plaid hat on. The hunt lasted 3 hours, and no one sees any deer. Okay, which not only did not see any deer, they made comments they didn't see any wildlife, like no squirrels, no birds, nothing that day.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just weird, okay? It was a weird thing that they pointed out.
I agree. Don't they say there's aliens?
Or Bigfoot. Like, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's Bigfoot I'm thinking of. Yeah. I know something like when something's in the area, like, all the wildlife is like scatter and like yeah. stay still and don't move because...
When we first moved to this aliens. Property, I'm not joking, there was no squirrels. None. None. And it freaked me out. I was like, not to get off on a tangent, but I was yeah. like, what is out there in the woods?
Sense.
I was thinking it was like...
Something's off.
Yeah, like a bobcat or... I was thinking something like that, obviously. Yeah. But since we
lived an alien here... Bigfoot.
I wasn't. But since we lived here with the four dogs, I feel like... I'm not kidding you. We have squirrels now. It's weird. We've lived here 2 years and we did not have squirrels when we first moved.
Huh.
I know. We had two bees.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. So the hunt lasts. Of course, they don't see anything. So they said it lasts for about 2 to 3 hours. So they all had their walkie-talkies and they decided, we're not seeing anything. Let's go back. We'll meet at the truck and then we'll go back to the camp and we'll hunt a little bit more before dark. All right. So everyone is accounted for. Everybody makes it back to the truck except for Tom. So the other six men start looking for him, of course. And his son just thought he was lost. Like they'd find him. He called his mom and he was like, Dad, Dad hasn't come back. He didn't come back to the truck. It's fine. We'll find him.
But they don't venture too far from the camp.
They're not
30 to 40 yards out.
The older men didn't venture too far from the truck. Because they're not at a camp. They decided to go to Lily Pond to go
hunting. That's right. They don't go like deep into the woods.
They're not. And yeah. so that's why when he calls his mom, Tom's son calls Tom's wife, which mm-hmm. was his mother. He said, I'm sure we'll find him. No yeah. problem. But I'm just letting you know. So, of course, they look everywhere for Tom that night. They were like shooting their guns in the air. They're blowing the horn. They're looking everywhere. And they cannot find a trace of Tom. They cannot find his rifle. They cannot find his clothes. Nothing.
His snack.
No, not a snack. And they called that night. They definitely told the authorities. Well, they all searched a little bit that night. But the next day, they started a huge search. They had helicopters, canines. They said they had over 300 searchers looking for him. Like, even his son said on the documentary that somebody asked me, what is this guy, like the governor or something? And he just had, everybody was out yeah. there. All the resources. They said they even, because I guess it all starts looking the same in a national forest.
Yeah.
That they would use string. To like rope off where they had searched.
Yes.
And he said it was like you would touch string everywhere you went. He said yeah. it was just crazy, which I found that really interesting to mark off every
There's
inch that
name
you searched.
For that, and I can't think now.
I'm sure there is because that's like really cool. And they even searched the roads around thinking maybe he got lost, maybe he got hit by a car at the road. Nothing. It was just really, really odd, especially if an animal would have gotten a hold of him. They said that you would have seen traces of that.
Yeah.
Something. You would have seen. Yeah, you would have seen. I think you definitely would.
Or an animal big enough to just pick him up in their mouth and walk off with him.
Not everything. No, not yeah. his clothes. There would be something left behind. It just absolutely made no sense. In the documentary, they talk about how, which I just thought this was very interesting. This was strange. That was pointed out that the FBI were involved in his searching. And the FBI do not usually get involved in any adult missing persons cases. Only yes, I have no idea about, I never knew that. They only get involved in missing children, and some missing children cases that have to meet like a certain criteria. That's how that works. Isn't it odd?
Mm-hmm.
And the FBI told Tom's wife, because she talks about it in the documentary, she said that they told her the reason we're involved and we're monitoring Tom's case is because of the strange circumstances of it. That's all they said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know. They never find a single thread of evidence of Tom. And at the end of November 2015, they stopped the formal search for him. And some, like his son, of course, and all his friends, they still searched for him for 3 years after that. Tom's friend, Sid, he was interviewed in the documentary, and he says that that day, they were asking him, they said, did you see or hear anything strange? And he said the only thing was, and he was, I think there might have been somebody in between him and Tom, because they did a map exactly like where the older men were standing.
Yeah.
The older men and the ones that weren't too deep into the woods. And he said that day he did hear a strange noise. He said it was like a crackling or snapping sound that lasted a couple of minutes. And one of the other guys that were interviewed that Sid told him, It was almost like a large trap closing. He said he did tell the police and they didn't say much about it. I'm sure they didn't know what to think about it, really. It's not like they didn't care. I don't think they knew. Yeah, that's so weird. But the sad part of this documentary about the Tom's case is that when they were at Tom's house interviewing his wife, he had a white small lab dog. And the dog, she said, he was like sitting on this stool looking out the window. And she said that he would look out and wait for Tom all day, every day, for Tom to come home. The dog does, out the window. And he never comes home.
It's so terrible that if you put a dog sitting on something looking for their owner to come home outside the window and a kid beside it waiting for dad to come home, I'm going to feel worse for the dog. What is wrong with me?
I know.
The dog's not going to outgrow it. The kids are going to grow up and, you know, learn to deal with their feelings. The dog is not going to learn how to deal with their
feelings. I know. And this documentary was like, so if he goes missing, I know. If he goes missing in 2015, this was like, when this was filmed, I think it was 2020 or 2021. Mm-hmm. So that means that 6 years later, he's still looking out the window for Tom.
Yeah, I can't deal with that.
How is that even possible? I do not know. But that was a really sad ending.
I know.
I know you think that was sad. So then around the end of Tom's search, another missing persons case happens.
Same place?
This was 40 minutes away.
Okay.
From where it was a very rural area. Okay, so I'll tell you about it. Fred Drum, age 68. He lives in a town called Saratoga, New York. Mm-hmm. Fred lived with his wife on a 170-acre farm. So basically, he had 170 acres in the woods, okay? And this is only 40 minutes from this national park. It's not in the national park, but obviously it's not super far because the national park's huge.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering if it was on the same thing as the park or something.
Not super far away. He was a town councilman, Fred was, and definitely like an outdoorsman as well. And on November 24th, 2015, Fred's wife had left for a banquet that day. When she returned, I think it was actually Thanksgiving Day, and she left and came back.
Who has a banquet on Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
Anyway.
When she got back, his car and all his belongings were at the house, but Fred was nowhere to be found. A huge search was done on and around Fred's property. Same as Tom. To this day, there has not been a trace of Fred found. Okay? And this is a 68-year-old man. There's a $10,000 cash reward.
He's healthy.
Totally healthy, yes. $10,000 cash reward for information that leads to finding him. All right? And there's one more missing persons case that takes place in Santa Fe, New Mexico area. In Santa Fe National Forest, there are 15 missing persons cases going back decades in this area. It's 1.6 million acres, this forest is, the Santa Fe National Forest.
Is it, and it's in New Mexico?
It's in New Mexico.
This is where the aliens love it there.
Well, yeah, over at Roswell. Yeah.
I'd forget and that. And that is a huge hunting ground for it. They could land the mothership right in the middle of that.
1.6 million acres? That's just crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So this was the story that was interesting to me. It was the case of Audrey Kaplan, all right? She goes missing July 30th, 2014, mm-hmm. All right? So this is before the other two men. She's age 75, all right? So she and her husband, they had in this area around the Santa Fe National Forest, they had a cabin there. So her and her husband, they went looking for mushrooms at a popular mushroom site, mm-hmm. mushroom picking site that you could hike to, all right? And I'm sure it's not just like, mushrooms. It's probably like mushrooms like you eat.
Not like shrooms.
Yeah, I don't
think it was like shrooms. Like legit mushrooms.
That you cook with, don't get high off of.
Yeah.
I assume. Who knows? I don't know. But anyway, somehow, husband and wife, all right, Audrey and her husband, they got separated. Mm-hmm. Okay. So he can't find Audrey anywhere. I guess one went one way looking for mushrooms, one went the other. A search party goes out looking for her and they find nothing, all right, for a few days. Mm-hmm. Then days later, way off the area, there a guy who is a searcher at this time. He finds a camping area that looks like it's been destroyed, like it was there and then somebody just left it in a mess. And he looks closer and he sees a woman's naked body in the fetal position. She is deceased and her face is down in a creek. It's Audrey. This is 5 days after she went missing. They don't see any physical marks on her body. Mm-hmm. And the autopsy could not find any reason of death, but ruled it death by hypothermia, which... You gotta remember.
Where were her clothes?
I don't know. And you got to remember, this is July. How would she have had hypothermia? Now, the water, I guess, could be cold, but it was only her face in the water.
That's weird.
I know. It seemed like it'd be more like drowning, like she passed out and drowned. Yeah. That was not, they really couldn't figure out what it was. There was no physical of hypothermia. But that's just, I think sometimes they don't know. A medical examiner does not know.
Yeah.
They cannot really figure it out.
Pulled that right out of their rear end.
That's what I think they did.
I could have come up with something a little more logical than that. I'm not
like, maybe she drowned in a little pond. And there was like conflicting reports. The guy that found her said her face was in the water. And then on the medical report, it said it didn't say her face was in the water when she was found. So that was confusing.
I just want to know where her clothes were.
And everything else. I know. Like her clothes, I don't know if that was her camp. They didn't really ever say.
That's just really weird.
Obviously, they think it's weird too. And I just think it's weird that it's hypothermia and it's not cold in July at night. I mean,
so they didn't find anything. So she just...
If you're up in the mountain area...
I think up in the mountains it gets cold, obviously, at night, especially.
And okay, there's one more thing I want to mention. I listened to an episode of... It could have been... I don't know which one of the lots of podcasts I listened to, true crime podcasts. But there was... And you may know this. This may be familiar to you, but it's the case of a missing two-year-old boy. And his name is Dior... Kuntz. It's Kuntz. Is that Kuntz?
Yeah.
All right. He vanished without a trace in July 2015. He was with his parents and great-grandfather, and they were at a campground in Idaho. It was Timber Creek Campground. Mm-hmm. They said he was there 1 minute, and he was gone the next. And they looked everywhere for him.
That's fishy.
Yeah, that's what people were thinking. They were thinking, is it the parents? Everything like that. And they just said, and the parents are like, they said they had nothing to do with it. And even the grandfather, he's died now, but I think when he was like sick or on his deathbed, they did not do anything with this boy. Like he just vanished because he was there with them. They were all camping.
That's so scary.
I know. It's a 4.2 million acre national forest, like with very tough like weather conditions at times. Mm-hmm. His parents, they believe he was abducted by a person. An alien.
Well, there are a lot of people there.
I don't think there were a lot of people at that campground.
They're just creeping around.
They think somebody's creeping around. This is what they want to believe. Abducted him and he's safe now. Like he's still safe. And that's what they
think. They took him to raise him.
Yeah. Like a 2-year-old, that is possible. Yeah. And I sure hope so.
That's probably what would help me sleep at night.
I think it's what helps them sleep at night. But honestly, I would think that something was suspicious with them because a lot of times that's usually who it is. But the fact this is a 4.2 million acre national forest and there's so many of these missing cases. And of course, you can look at it as, okay, it's tough conditions. If you're not an experienced hiker, if you're not experienced, but these people, besides the 2-year-old, they were experienced. And we don't know if the woman, I actually think they said for her age, she was in very good shape.
Yeah.
She
couldn't have gotten that far away from her husband. They were just looking for mushrooms. Uh-huh. I mean, like how far away?
But then she reappears. And I think they even said that they thought it was off like the main search that they were searching or the main area where they thought she went missing. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times in these cases, they will say, no, we searched that area. And then they go back and all of a sudden this person is... There's definitely been another one where they found a guy and his death was like mysterious too, but they did find his body and they couldn't really figure out how he had died. But most people, they don't find the body. It's just poof. Like exactly what, like the Jason, the last case he did.
Yeah.
That you were like that.
And those always blew my mind.
And that's why these were so interesting because... I'm telling you, when you Google it, like Yosemite, Google missing persons in Yosemite National Park, and there's a ton. Like, you'll be like, what?
Yeah,
how is this possible?
It's just so big. And
so I get that. You can get lost in the wilderness. You don't have any food.
I'm just saying,
you don't
have any provisions. Somebody can be out there and do whatever they want to you and find a way to hide you, like that you would never be found in such a place. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think what
somebody like Tom?
I know exactly how they searched all that. They put that stream. They know exactly where they searched. They didn't miss a spot.
I mean, who would be creeping around wanting to abduct and kill an 82-year-old man? That makes no sense.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, a 2-year-old or
the 2-year-old, they may want to like somebody that can't have kids and they adopt them.
The reason for his, and then Fred was at his own land.
Yeah. I'm sure he did things on his own land and he was probably out in the woods. Yeah. I mean, it's Thanksgiving Day. I'm pretty sure that's the hunting season time. He was probably hunting out there. They didn't say.
I wonder if other people were hunting out there and accidentally killed him and then just took him away. Oh, shit.
Okay. Absolutely.
Like an accident. But
hunting accidents, hiking accidents. You fall and you hit your head. Okay. That does explain probably a lot of the missing people in national forests. But I also... These cases, like these specific cases, which there's so many more, they don't make sense. And that's why And these definitely are experienced not. People yeah. that, and it doesn't matter if they got eaten by a bear, if they fell on a rock, if they, any of them, somebody shoots you accidentally, but if there's six other men out there, that yeah. didn't happen.
I've seen that Fred, like a friend found his yeah. land and somebody was happened. Hunting, you know, illegally on his land and mm-hmm. accidentally shot him. They're like, oh crap, we're on his land illegally. Now here we've shot this man. We got to get rid of this.
That definitely could have happened to Fred.
Because we're going to go to prison.
It was just weird yeah. that few months after, and just 40 minutes away, uh-huh. Tom had gone yeah. missing just a few months before in the same year under mysterious circumstances as well. I just was baffled by how many people, if you Google that.
It's and so crazy. They couldn't find anything on Autry, too, kind of like.
Nothing but.
Found a naked woman in a fetal position. Mm-hmm. And no DNA, no mm-hmm. nothing, just.
Not or even no physical marks, not a real cause yeah. of death. And I think it was 5 or 6 days. So where was she those 5 or 6 days? They were out there searching. It could have been a Travis Walton thing.
They brought it was too much for her. Like, they were just doing too many tests. And they're like, oh.
And they brought her back, and she didn't survive.
Yeah, this, they dropped her out. And sorry, we went yeah. too far with those probes.
And maybe, you never know, Tom. I mean, I doubt Tom, but maybe some older men, they get it. They go to the aliens, and they're like, I just want to stay out. I want to stay in space. This is fun. They'll take me back. Like you did Travis and Autry. I may not survive the way.
Sure, don't want to go back like Autry. But
no. But you got to catch this documentary. I'll the go. Missing 411 on okay. Amazon Prime. And I think it's on Hulu as well. And probably.
We have so many streaming. So I'm sure. I know, I've seen so it on many. Something.
But they do not have any podcast on it. I was going to. Because I actually tried to find some. Weird. And I know. And because it's so interesting. And Missing 411. Do you remember when we were younger and we dial 411 for like information line?
Yes.
That's what that's from. Because I was like.
Really?
Yeah. Because I was like, why is it called Missing 411?
Yeah.
And I asked Google, and they, because it's,
golly, we're old.
Information. This guy, the guy that did the documentary, what is his name? He's older than us, I think. So he probably yeah. definitely knows what 411. But he started with books, and he's made several documentaries now. And it had 4.5 stars. Like on Amazon, when you,
yeah,
they're usually correct. The stars are usually correct. And this one had almost 5 stars, this documentary.
A lot of documentaries are low budget and cheesy. Yes.
And this one was actually very interesting. And I think you should watch it.
I want to put it on my list right now.
When you want a break from true crime and you just want to hear a little mystery.
Wait, what's it called?
The Missing 411.
Missing 411.
Not the alien one.
I had information. I was tired of it.
Yeah. That's not well, it. Information when
Missing in the 411, 90s, the UFO connection.
Yeah. That's the UFO one. And that's not even the one I did that I watched that I was very
There's a bunch. Into. There's the Hunted.
I actually think it might be the Hunted. It might be Missing 411, the Hunted.
There's one that's just Missing 411, too.
Might be that one.
It's actually...
No, it's not that... What? It's the latest.
I think it's the latest. The UFO connection one and the regular Missing 411, you have to rent or buy. Anyway, sorry.
Okay, so I think it must be the
Missing... It's the Hunted.
Yeah, because you didn't actually... And it has the most stars, and I think it might be one of the most recent. I'm not yeah. sure. All right. Thank you for listening to this Mystery Monday.
Yes.
Please like our Instagram, Facebook. Subscribe to us if you feel like it. You could rate us as long as it's nice.
Yes, be nice to us.
All right.